Narrowing the education gap will be one challenge facing whoever becomes Tennessee's next governor. Students are doing better in math and reading, but Black and Hispanic students aren't improving as fast as their white counterparts. And as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, most of the six major candidates for governor agree on one idea to address the problem.
In the early 2000s, Tennessee ranked among the bottom states nationwide in education. These days, it falls somewhere in the middle of the pack, at least in the early grades. West Tennessee Democrat Craig Fitzhugh believes much of the credit goes to the spread of a particular program.
You have to start in pre-K or even before.
In other words, formal education programs for four-year-olds that can teach the basics. Numbers and counting, the alphabet, colors and shapes.
I'm not a professional as to how to do it, but I know it has effect when you do it.
Governor Bill Haslam and Phil Bredesen before him were believers in pre-K. They both worked to expand the number of schools offering the programs. Nowadays, more than one in five pre-K age children are enrolled. Education experts say that's one reason more students are proficient in reading and math. Democrat Carl Dean was also a big fan of pre-K when he was mayor of Nashville. He's made expanding it even more part of his platform.
To me, addressing the achievement gap is one where you're bringing pre-K, where you're putting the resources into early literacy and having great teachers.
On the Republican side, Randy Boyd and Beth Harwell also say early education is critical to closing the achievement gap. Still, there are plenty of skeptics. Some argue young children are better off at home. Research also shows the benefits of an early start often wear off. Congressman Diane Black instead suggests studying whether kids are being promoted before they've mastered their grade level. Businessman Bill Lee touts more school options.
We need to be certain that all students receive the highest quality of education that we can. It starts with providing choices for parents.
And increasingly, those are parents and students of color. The Census Bureau says the share of Tennesseans who are Black and Hispanic is on the rise. That means bridging the achievement gap will become more important to the state's overall success in education. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
You can read the candidates' complete responses to the achievement gap, as well as their thoughts on other major issues. Just visit our website, WPLN.org, and search Tennessee's Next Governor.